turn on my mic. Thank you, Ambassador. Okay, answering a couple questions. The idea of who pays for debris removal is a great one, and frankly, no one knows. In geo, there's actually a market for that sort of thing, but no one's really trying to do removal in geo. What they're all trying to do is LEO, and frankly, there is no commercial market for that at this point. I think a lot of the companies are building debris removal with the hopes that at some point governments will pony up the money. But that has not been precedented. It's not been established yet. So it's a lot of optimistic thinking. We'll see what happens with that. In regards to Mareva's points about SSA for RPO, I agree 100%. I'd like to emphasize as well, SSA is different needs depending on what you're trying to do. Having SSA is different to make sure two satellites don't come within 20 kilometers of each other versus SSA to get something up close to something else and remove it or service it or that sort of thing. And that's a whole other level of complexity. The commercial SSA industry has been growing very well and making leaps and bounds in terms of capabilities. And so I think it's important to include them in these conversations about norms of behavior. But I also want to emphasize as well, I personally believe SSA is a public good. At a certain level, it's a matter of public safety, and government should be responsible for a certain level of that. And so you guys can't, the governments cannot just shuck it off to the commercial sector and say, you guys figure it out. That can't be what happens here. In terms of behavior, it's not just a matter of physics. I agree. I would make a short plug right now for the Secure World's Handbook for Actors in New Space. There were a few copies here available yesterday, as on our website as well. The idea that we want to put together kind of a best practices and norms of behavior for new actors, whether they're new countries, new universities, new companies. The idea that, so you want to launch a satellite. Here's information about the international legal regime. Here's what we need from a national regulatory standpoint. And here's what we need for honorable practices. And then Paul's point about the idea of who do you talk to. I mean, this is where intent can be demonstrated by following up on existing legal international mechanisms. I'm not just saying this because my boss, Peter Martinez, is in the room. However, I will say the long-term sustainability guidelines for COPWIS is an excellent way in which to demonstrate good intent as a responsible space actor. Part of the 21 guidelines that were established last year, the idea is that you have to look at implementation and have national reports in terms of how countries are individually implementing those guidelines. Turning in information about that is a fantastic way of demonstrating good intent and establishing that you individually want to be a responsible space actor. I think that's a good starting point, at least.